2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that those who do not love the truth, verse 10, last part, those who do not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Now the truth is found in God's word, and the purpose of God's truth is to save us from sin, save us from things that destroy our body, like harmful drugs and like smoking and getting drunk and all the things that harm. This purpose of scripture is to save us from it. But it says here that some don't receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Then what will God do? For this reason, what is the reason? They don't love the truth which they see in God's word. They don't want to be saved from sin. They want to find an excuse for sin. God will send upon them a deceiving influence. This is not the devil. The devil is already deceiving us. The hearts of men are deceiving them. Our lusts are deceiving us. On top of that, now our only hope is if God protects us from deception. Our lusts, our heart, and the devil, all trying to deceive us. But thank God, God is on our side. Now if God also gets on the other side and deceives us, there's no hope. Because God can deceive us much better than the devil. I hope you know that. God can deceive you so thoroughly, a million times better than the devil deceives you. And it says here, God will deceive you to such an extent that you will believe what is false as though it's the truth. You'll believe some amazing things like 2 plus 2 is 5. As stupid as that in scripture. Because God saw in your heart that you did not have a passionate desire for the truth. You did not have a passionate desire to be saved from sin. For example, you read that the love of money is the root of all evil, but you have no desire to be saved from the love of money. God will allow you to believe a lie. And when you love money, you're saturated with the love of money. He'll allow you to believe that you don't love money at all. Why? Because you resist it. You resist it. You resist it. Every time God tries to tell you that, you don't want to listen to it. You say, no, it's not true. God says, okay, go ahead. I'm going to allow you to believe what is totally false. You're the biggest lover of money in the city, but you'll imagine that you're free from it. And you'll comfort yourself. I'm a good brother. And you'll wake up in eternity and find that you're lost. Why does God do that? Because God looks for honesty. And it could be in any area, my brother, sister. You lust after a woman, and you say, well, I was just admiring God's creation, you know, how wonderfully God makes these creatures and all that. And you know you're not. You're just lusting. But you convince yourself, I'm just admiring the beauty of God's creation. You know, I've got an artistic mind, you see. And God says, okay. And you live in your lust and you're lost. So if you want to understand God's ways, I'll tell you, don't let God himself deceive you. Let the devil try, let your lust try, but make sure God is on your side. And if you want God to be on your side and to prevent you from believing what is false, you must decide one thing right now. I will love the truth wherever I see it. First of all, when I read something in scripture, and I see scripture says something so plainly, I will say, Lord, I'm wrong. This is what scripture says. I'm going to do it. Never mind whether others do it or not. I'm going to do it. Because God's word says so. I've been in churches in the United States with 2,000 people sitting there, 1,000 women who do not veil their heads, and my wife alone sits there veiling her head. I'm not saying veiling the head is the most important commandment in the Bible. It's a small thing, but I see that God sees whether you take scripture as it says or you twist it and twist it and twist it. You know, one of the twists I've heard to that in 1 Corinthians is Doesn't the Bible say there that it's actually a woman's hair that is her veiling? If that's the case, then how does a man live without the veiling? Every man should shave his head, right? If hair is the veiling, then every man should shave his head. Otherwise his head is also veiled. It's so obvious, and yet there are thousands of people who twist it to suit them because they don't want it. It's not fashionable. Okay. It's a very small area, very unimportant area. But it's an attitude towards God's word. That's what God is saying. God's not seeing whether you veil your head or not. God's seeing, what is this person's attitude to my word? Is she twisting it to suit her convenience and reading some explanation that satisfies her, even though honesty will acknowledge that that is not the truth? I can tell you, such a person will be deceived. God himself will deceive. It could be any area. This is just one area. It could be anything. I have learned to fear God and say, Lord, I don't care if nobody in the world believes it. I remember when we started preaching that sin shall not have dominion over you. I didn't know anybody in India was preaching it. Practically, down to earth, and saying that anger was a sin and sexual lust was a sin and love of money was a sin. I didn't hear anyone saying that seeking the honor of man is a sin. I remember the Lord telling me, what if nobody else believes it? Will you still preach it? I said, sure. I see it in your word. I love it. I don't care if all India turns against me. I don't care if the whole world turns against me. This is the truth. And I'm so thankful today, 35 years later, that I stood for the truth. I want to encourage you wherever you are. Don't be a man pleaser. And the biggest person you may try to please is yourself. When you try to please yourself, you're a man pleaser. Then you will never understand God's ways. If I seek to please men, I cannot be the servant of Christ. And if I do not receive the love of the truth, God himself will allow me to believe what is false. Do you know the number of people in Western countries, pastors who commit adultery, and they go to the scripture to find a justification for their adultery? David was a man after God's own heart. And he fell into adultery at the age of 52. But he came back and became king. So I can come back after a few months and become the pastor again. Well, David also murdered that woman's husband. So I suppose that's also all right. David murdered somebody. So I can murder a few people and then repent and come back and be a pastor again. And David married 8 wives. So I suppose, all right, if I marry 8 wives, then I can still be the pastor again. And he never divorced any of them. He kept all 8 of them. I can keep all 8 of them and be a pastor. Why not? Why not go all the way? Why follow David only in one little thing? Do you see how inconsistent liars are standing in the pulpits of Christendom today? And how is it so many blind thousands of believers accept this? Because they don't study the scriptures. They don't even know that David had 8 wives. They don't even know that David murdered that woman's husband. They've only seen the movie, David and Bathsheba. So they think that, yeah, he committed adultery and he came back as king. Many people, they know more about television and about movies and movie stars than about scriptures. In Christendom, if we don't know the truth, we will be deceived in these last days, that is for sure.